Information technology is critical to the Department of Housing and Urban Development's ability to carry out its home ownership and community development mission. Now, HUD is required to develop a plan and then submit that plan to Congress that shows how it will modernize its IT environment. And the Government Accountability Office has taken a closer look at HUD's plan. Joining us with their findings, Randy Height, the Director of Information Technology Architecture and Systems Issues at GAO. Mr. Height, welcome to the show. Thanks so much for joining us.
Happy to be here. Thank you.
And HUD's IT plan has to satisfy certain conditions, including a review from you. So what else does it have to do, and did it meet the requirements?
Well, yeah, the notion of this kind of plan was first brought up back in the late 90s, and the appropriation subcommittees have become quite fond of it, including having GAO review these plans. But they're designed to be a contract, if you will, between the agency and the Congress that says, for the funds that you've given us for this year, we will tell you what we're going to do in terms of delivering capabilities, what kind of mission results we're going to get from it, how much it's going to cost, and when it's going to be done. And that's the kind of information that was supposed to be in this plan relative to the projects that HUD planned to spend money on this year.
So did they make it? I mean, did you find those objectives were met?
All in all, I'd say they fell short in delivering that kind of information. Across the eight projects that we looked at, it was pretty uneven in terms of the degree to which that kind of information was provided. In HUD's defense on these eight projects, what they said was, well, we didn't realize all this information needed to be disclosed in the plan, and this information, in fact, exists. And going forward on future plans, we'll make sure that we do a better job of disclosing to the Hill this kind of information.
Okay, so it's not that they don't have it, it's just they didn't have it transparent.
Right, because in order for the Congress to do effective oversight, it needs to have this information at its disposal and also to hold the agency accountable for results. What the Congress is saying is, agency, tell us in this plan what you're going to deliver, by when, at what cost, because at the end of the day, we want to hold you accountable for this.
Now, let's grind down a little bit into it, drilling down a bit. The enterprise architecture, core business functions, they have to redefine that. And one of the things that they have to do is provide a date for when that is going to be available and make that available to lawmakers, correct?
In so many words, yes. I mean, one of the provisions in the law that the plan was to address was for all these projects that they're investing in, they needed to be able to demonstrate, for example, that each project was, in fact, in alignment with the enterprise architecture, or that it was being pursued in accordance with their capital planning investment control process or their lifecycle process. So these were things that were supposed to be in the plan. Well, in order to demonstrate that a project satisfies those kinds of things, well, number one, you first have to have in place sufficiently defined enterprise architecture, which HUD does not as of this point in time. And so one of the things going forward for HUD to work on is to develop this enterprise architecture so, in fact, they can ensure that these projects are in line with it.
Well, beyond that, you also, or not you, but they also have to have a way to measure it and to measure success in it.
Well, that's a big part, yeah, of any plan. You want to have measures in place to demonstrate that you're actually producing results and outcomes. And so that would be a critical ingredient to the plan and be able to report on in future plans, because these plans are not a one-time event. They occur, in HUD's case, we're going to be more than one in a year. They had decided to do multiple plans for the funds available in a year. But what's typically happened with congressional committees is they really like this as a control mechanism. So in future appropriation acts, they provide for more of these plans. And so one of the things that future plans should do is report on progress made relative to prior plans.
We are talking with Randy Height, the Director of Information Technology, Architecture, and Systems Issues at the Government Accountability Office. You had mentioned that this dates back to the early to mid-90s. Why is such a plan so important for housing and urban development, and why does it seem so hard to do?
Well, it's important because I think, you know, HUD for quite a while now is fair to say has been a challenged organization relative to the delivery of technology for mission outcomes. And so, from an appropriation committee standpoint, they want HUD to be successful in being able to modernize its systems. And to facilitate that, what they're saying is, if you can do the good planning, associated with making a modernization successful. The plan is essentially a fairly trivial thing to do. I believe Dwight Eisenhower said that. Planning is the difficult thing. If you've done the planning, a plan is easy to do. Well, in this particular case, I think, and this has been my experience over about 12 years in looking at these expenditure plans, there's a learning curve that the agencies come up on in terms of understanding what is required by the plan and what kind of information should be in the plan. And so the first one, it's not uncommon, my experience has been, it's not uncommon for that first plan to be a little light in terms of content because there's just not a familiarity and an understanding with the kind of information that the Congress is looking for there. So I fully expect HUD's next plan to be much better in terms of the amount of information it discloses.
So what is the GAO recommending in addition to making sure they disclose all of the aspects of the plan?
Yeah, that's one of the aspects there. But the other one in our recommendation is if you don't have the information, you need to disclose the risks associated with not having it because it's not enough just to say, well, that information isn't available. There's a risk associated with not having that kind of information. The other things that we recommended, and this relates to a prior report we did about 18 months ago, the kind of institutional capabilities, management controls that you needed to execute a large-scale modernization, enterprise architecture, as you mentioned, being one of those, capital planning, investment control discipline, lifecycle management discipline. Those kind of institutional capabilities need to put in place expeditiously, because in the absence of those kinds of controls, it's very difficult to deliver project after project after project successfully. And then lastly, one of our recommendations was for any organization that's trying to put in place these types of modernization capabilities at the same time they're investing in projects, you got a delicate balancing act there. You can't wait until you have these institutional controls in place before you begin doing anything, because there are investment imperatives that have to be met, pursued in order to deliver mission outcomes. And so what you need to do is balance your capacity to execute a portfolio of projects with the scope and complexity of the projects that you're investing in. So we had a recommendation around that.